Charles Freck phoned up somebody who he hoped was holding.
Can you lay about 10 deaths on me?
Christ, I'm entirely out. I'm looking to score myself. And let me know when you find some. I could use some.
And what's wrong with the supply?
Some busts, I guess.
Charles Freck hung up and then ran a fantasy number in his head as he slumped dismally back from the payphone booth. You never used your home phone for a buy call, to his parked Chevy. In his fantasy number, he was driving past the thrifty drugstore and they had a huge window display. Bottles of slow death, cans of slow death, jars and bathtubs and vats and bowls of slow death, millions of caps and tabs and hits of slow death mixed with speed and junk and barbiturates and psychedelics, everything. And a giant sign. Your credit is good here. Not to mention, low, low prices, lowest in town. But in actuality, the thrifty usually had a display of nothing. Combs, bottles of mineral oil, spray cans of deodorant, always crap like that. But I bet the pharmacy in the back has slow death under lock and key in an unstepped-on, pure, unadulterated, uncut form, he thought as he drove from the parking lot onto Harbor Boulevard into the afternoon traffic. About a 50-pound bag. He wondered when and how they unloaded the 50-pound bag of Substance D at the thrifty pharmacy every morning, from wherever it came from. God knew, maybe from Switzerland, or maybe from another planet where some wise race lived. They'd deliver probably real early and with armed guards, the man standing there with laser rifles looking mean, the way the man always did.
Anybody rip off my slow death, he thought through the man's head. I'll snuff them.
Probably Substance D is an ingredient in every legal medication that's worth anything, he thought. A little pinch here and there, according to the secret exclusive formula at the issuing house in Germany or Switzerland that invented it. But in actuality, he knew better. The authorities snuffed or sent up everybody selling or transporting or using. So in that case, the thrifty drugstore, all the millions of thrifty drugstores, would get shot or bombed out of business or anyhow fined. More likely just fined. The thrifty had pull. Anyhow, how do you shoot a chain of big drugstores or put them away?
Well, they just got ordinary stuff, he thought as he cruised along.
He felt lousy because he only had 300 tabs of slow death left in his stash, buried in his backyard under his camellia, the hybrid one with the cool big blossoms that didn't burn brown in the spring.
I only got a week's supply, he thought. What then when I'm out? Shit.
Suppose everybody in California and parts of Oregon runs out the same day, he thought. Wow. This was the all-time winning horror fantasy that he ran in his head, that every doper ran. The whole western part of the United States simultaneously running out and everybody crashing on the same day, probably about 6 a.m. Sunday morning, while the straights were getting dressed up to go to fucking pray. Scene: the First Episcopal Church of Pasadena at 8:30 a.m. on Crash Sunday.
Holy parishioners, let us call on God now at this time to request his intervention in the agonies of those who are thrashing about on their beds withdrawing.
Yeah, yeah,
the congregation agreeing with the priest. But before he intervenes with a fresh supply of...
A black and white evidently had noticed something in Charles Freck's driving he hadn't noticed. It had taken off from its parking spot and was moving along behind him in traffic, so far without lights or sirens, but...
Maybe I'm weaving or something, he thought. Fucking goddamn Fuzzmobile saw me fucking up. I wonder what.